once they start following the money, hopefully it'll lead down some pretty interesting roads, and hopefully to George Soros. The one day that the day that guy gets arrested, I might have a party, so I will invite you.
Okay, I appreciate it, Chris, and I appreciate your call.
Have a good one.
You too.
Yes.
Last hour of news and views coming up. We'll be talking to Bo Goodson of the Goodson Group here in just a moment. Then we'll really kick off the third hour. Again, the second hour of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender. Be right back in just a minute or two with Bo Goodson of the Goodson Group. Tell you about, well, the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Be right back.
And through it all away, you were not the first, my love. Don't kid yourself.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Joe Biden could wrap up the Democrats' presidential nomination with eight more primaries being held today. He says about President Trump's handling of the country's problems.
He thinks division helps him. His narcissism has become more important than the nation's well-being that he leads.
This as the president threatens military action in cities where governors have not called in the National Guard to stop riots and looting.
The biggest victims of the rioting are peace-loving citizens in our poorest communities. And as their president, I will fight to keep them safe.
Active duty military police and a battalion from the 82nd Airborne Division are now staged at bases in the Washington, D.C. area if President Trump invokes the Insurrection Act to deploy troops within the United States. That was last used by President George H.W. Bush during the 1992 L.A. riots. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for another hot day today. A little bit more humidity. High temperature up around 90. A sun and cloud mix with some spotty, random, mostly isolated afternoon and evening showers and storms around. Tomorrow and Thursday, scattered afternoon storms for some lucky towns here and there. They'll fade out in the evening. Then the rain chances get a little bit better on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Storms and more in generous supply. High temperatures right around 90. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Before we hit our local news break and kick off the third hour officially here of News and Views, let's go to a great sponsor of ours. He's been in the studio before. Talented man, experienced man when it comes to the real estate market here in the River Region, Montgomery, and the surrounding areas. That's Bo Goodson of the Goodson Group. Bo, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Joey. How are you doing?
Very good. I'm sitting here with an employee of yours, a friend of yours, too.
Eddie Bader's there in the house. That's
how you doing,
thing.
Boss?
Indeed.
Good.
Now, I hear you've got a lot of slots open for the school, the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. And so let's lay out to folks what they could maybe expect, how they could sign up, and why they should.
Sure. Sure. Our school starts, our new class starts on Thursday night, this week, Thursday night, from 6 to 9, and will continue on for 60 hours of classes and enable somebody to attend the school, take the course, take the course test at the end of it, and become a licensed realtor when they get done. And if they call in today and tomorrow and say they heard it on News and Views, they get a $25 discount. It's normally $375, so it'd be $350 if they say News and Views when they call in. But it's 551-0225. 551-0225 to call about the school and sign up, and also have continuing ed for realtors, and we are listing and selling houses, right, Eddie?
Yes, sir. Got a closing tomorrow. I got another one Friday. The market hadn't slowed down at all.
No, I'm at a house right now close to the radio station, putting on the market, and it's a estate sale, and It's $30,000 below the market value. And I am putting the sign up, and I just heard from a realtor who said, I'm bringing you an offer. So,
right.
So it's been on the market one day. So we'll see. Hopefully that'll work out.
Yeah. Well, that's how we do it at the Goodson Group.
Well, and folks, you don't even have to be going. If you are going for your license, definitely check out the school there, the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. But you don't have to be. If you just want to be a more knowledgeable player in the market, this will work great for you. But I know, Bo, from Eddie's testimony, from other folks in my life who said they've taken your class, that it's a great experience, that it's not just, okay, turn to this page here. No, you're really sharing your experience, your stories, and I think that's always the best way to learn.
Well, it's an interactive class, and it's not, as I learned, read, and then answer the question. It is real-life, first-person stories, not somebody else. It didn't happen to somebody else. It happened to me. So you can actually hear how it works in the real estate business, not some fictitious thing you get off the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
So it is real-life, and people want to buy houses right now. I saw the head economist from National Association of Realtors yesterday predicted for the next few months a 10 to 15% rise in sales and a 3 to 5% rise in prices. So that's the head economist for the nation. So that's what we look forward to.
Well, that bodes well for the real estate market and your business, and I think the economy at large. Too. Again, folks, if you want to sign up for the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, call them today or tomorrow. You can get $25 off if you say News and Views. Heard Bo on here on News and Views. Call them at 551-0225, 551-0225. Bo, I appreciate you calling in this morning.
Hey, thanks. And enjoy the show as always. And you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you, boss. Thank you. Bye. Again, that was Bo Goodson of the Goodson Group. Y'all call him, 551-0225. Sign up for the class today or tomorrow. $25 off when you say News and Views. News and Views from 9 to noon. We'll officially kick off the final hour of this morning in mere moments.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Several hundred people peacefully protested the death of George Floyd last night in Montgomery. Police set up barricades around the state capitol. Protesters held signs and chanted, "No justice, no peace." The statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee has been knocked off its pedestal at Lee High School in Montgomery. Some have called for years for the statue to be taken down and even to have the name of the school changed. The rest of the school property appears to be untouched. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting 5,600 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total number of confirmed cases to more than 18,000. Health officials say at least 644 people have died. More than 9,300 people have now recovered from the virus. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I'm Barry Moore, and I want to represent you in Congress. We shut down the greatest economy the world had ever seen because of this coronavirus. Let's open our businesses back up, our factories, our restaurants, our salons, our movie theaters, most importantly, our places of worship. Just reopening this economy is not enough. We need to bring manufacturing back to America, where it belongs. American manufacturing means American jobs. It's a matter of national security. I'm Barry Moore, Republican for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress.
Adams Drugs has been serving your family in the River Region for over 58 years. We have been and always will be here for you. We want to stress that everyone practice diligent social distancing, stay at home if you can, wash your hands often, and frequently clean the surfaces you come in contact with. This is a time to take pause and not a time to panic. We need to be thankful for the blessings we have and many times take for granted. Be sure to check on family, friends, and neighbors to make sure they have the necessities they need. Rest assured, Adams Drugs has retained the amount of medicines needed to fill the monthly prescriptions you depend on us for. If you have any symptoms of the COVID-19, such as fever, cough, shortness of breath, or congestion, please do not come into the store. Rather, you can call us with your prescriptions, and we can either bring them to you curbside or deliver to you at home. With our practice of good hygiene, the flu season may not be as bad next year as it is this year. We will get through this with each other's help. thank you for trusting Adams Drugs with your prescription needs.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters. Hide the groceries, too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio. 6 until 7, weekday evenings on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
To News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. In the studio with me, Eddie Bader.
In the house.
Well, before all the craziness of the weekend, we are focused on the whole Russia. The Russia collusion delusion.
Yeah.
And one of the first pieces to fall was this case with General Michael Flynn.
Yep.
And, well, they had to do a briefing on June the 1st yesterday. Judge Sullivan had to bring that in. Emmett Sullivan did. And the appellate judge allowed for the DOJ to make a statement as well. So you had Sidney Powell, the lawyer for Flynn. She filed a writ of mandamus, which is essentially, put in plain language, hey, this judge isn't following his own rules, not doing his job. Can you correct him? It's the long and short of it. And this appellate judge said, okay, I want to hear from Judge Sullivan, and I also will allow the government, the DOJ who dropped the case, to make their own statement. So here I'm reading from The Federalist.
Okay.
And here's the headline. In appellate brief, DOJ unloads on behavior of rogue judge in Flynn case. The Department of Justice on Monday unloaded on the antics of the rogue federal judge overseeing the Michael Flynn trial, accusing him of usurping the constitutional authority of the executive branch to make prosecutorial decisions and ignoring both statutory law and federal court precedent requiring him to dismiss the case against Flynn. After Judge Emmett G. Sullivan refused to grant the unopposed DOJ motion to dismiss charges against Michael Flynn, this is after the government unearthed relevant reams and reams, if you will, of evidence, exculpatory evidence, that the government had abused its power and unlawfully targeted Flynn. Flynn's attorney, Sidney Powell, as we said, put out this writ of mandamus. In a sign of how important DOJ views this underlying constitutional issue, and the at issue in this case, the formal brief to the appellate court wasn't just signed by the line attorney managing the government's case. Instead, it was signed by Noel J. Francisco. He's the Solicitor General of the United States who is tasked with representing the U.S. government in the most important appellate cases across the country. So this was signed by several, I won't go through the whole list of names, but several top actors at the DOJ, not just the line attorneys, but the big name is, again, Noel J. Francisco.
Is he like the third or anything? Or is
no, he's just Francisco.
Just a Francisco?
And it says here, the Constitution vests in the executive branch the power to decide when, and when not, to prosecute potential crimes, DOJ argued in its brief. The rules do not authorize a court to stand in the way of dismissal of the defendant. It does not oppose any other reading of those rules would violate both Article 2 and Article 3. So a lot of good rules. It is amazing the lengths Judge Sullivan has been going to. And somebody wrote up, occasionally a Twitter thread is worthwhile. They did a little timeline that these outbursts of Judge Sullivan towards Flynn coincide with what Rachel Maddow was saying the night before.
Really?
So, you know, the criticism of Trump is he watches too much cable news.
Yeah.
And whatever Tucker Carlson handed, he says Trump does the next day. Sometimes that is actually true. But it seems like Judge Sullivan was watching a little too much cable news himself.
Got a little mad cow got in him? Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, so I think the government and the Flynn team, in particular, will be vindicated here. And if the judge doesn't do it, it should be vindicated in the minds of the public. Again, the transcripts of the Kislyak-Flynn calls were released on Friday evening, I believe. And there's nothing there.
Big nothing burger, wasn't it?
Nothing there. And it just goes to show, like, just remember this. When you argue with your friends out there, that the outgoing administration used the spying powers of the United States on the incoming administration to look for a crime. And if they just stopped there, said, oh, so sorry for being a peeping Tom.
Sure.
No. They didn't stop there. When they found no crime, they started to create crimes out of whole cloth and started to suggest crimes with rumor and innuendo in the press. By the way, leaks that are 10-year felonies to the press of very classified information. This cannot stand. This has to be corrected. To me, it's bigger than Flynn. Of course, you're ruining a man's reputation. There are real people here. It's bigger than the President of the United States. It's bigger than Jeff Sessions, who also got caught up in all this. That the Kislyak screw job, as I'm calling it. They got two birds with that one stone of the ambassador from Russia. They got Flynn and Sessions with them. This is crazy. But you read those transcripts, folks. I encourage you to go read it for yourself. There's nothing there. And in fact, it's the type of call you would hope a national security advisor would have with a Russian ambassador. It's noncommittal. It's essentially saying, hey, take a measured response. Yeah. Please, at worst, make it reciprocal. Let's not get into an escalatory tit for tat here. It was a good call. And for them to have created this whole two, now 3 year saga.
Well, they didn't think anybody would release the transcripts.
Right. It is, and again, hat tip to Richard Grenell, who was the acting DNI, now John Ratcliffe. Grenell declassified it. Ratcliffe released them. We've only just begun. And again, we're still waiting on John Durham. We're waiting on a lot of these U.S. attorneys underneath the umbrella of what Durham is looking into. And I have a feeling we're going to find something there, whether it's bad behavior by the FBI, but also bad behavior, the one I'm more interested in, by intelligence officials abusing these powers. And this is what I care about the most, is we, after 9/11, took down the wall between national security powers and law enforcement, and we did it to fight foreign terrorists. And it has, unfortunately, corroded, if I could put it that way, slowly but surely corroded our Fourth Amendment rights as Americans. And it's one thing for them to spy on little old Joey and violate my rights.
Yeah.
But how about not only messing with Fourth Amendment rights of individuals, but also corroding trust in the peaceful transfer of power between one administration to another? Yeah, you know, the Clinton folks took all the W's off the keyboards.
Yeah. That's kind of a senior prank kind of moment.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world. But when you start using the spying powers of the United States and you try to impeach a president before he can even get started, you try to stow in all your people as carryovers who are going to be a leak machine and a force within the government, the resistance. Remember the anonymous op-ed and the book by Anonymous? Yeah, this can't stand because, you know, democracy's not always great, but it's the best system we got. It's the least worst thing we've got.
There you go.
I tend to be more in favor of individual rights over majorities, but it's a lot better than monarchy, let's say.
Yeah.
And it's about time we wake up to this. And if this is the scandal that breaks this open, where people actually see with clear eyes what's been going on now when we give up liberty for security, then so be it. But we better correct the problem. We better correct the problem. We will see. 272-9228. Let's go to Ronnie. Hey, Ronnie.
How are we doing today?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Man, I'm glad I grew up in the 60s.
Yep.
Because back then there was sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Today it's AIDS, PTSD, and rap music. And it ain't hands up, don't shoot. It's pants up, don't loot. And I love
Hey, Ronnie, do me a favor. Could you turn down your radio in the background?
It's down.
Well, I'm here to say, what's your age or your exact age, if you don't mind telling me?
Right now.
How old are you?
I'll be 70 in January.
So I'll be 32 in December. And I'll just say from
I'm a two-time Vietnam veteran.
Yes, sir. And from my generation to yours, there's still plenty of sex, drugs, and rock and roll going around.
Well, I know that, but back then, it was clean. Today, everything's dirty.
Hey, wait, it was clean sex, drugs, and rock and roll back then?
Well, back in the day, when you done a line of cocaine, it had that hospital smell to it. Do it today, it's got diesel fuel smell to it. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I hear you. You had the good stuff
That's
back
the good
in the
stuff,
day.
Yeah.
I hear you.
I mean, I'm just tired of all this. People have grieved and prayed for George Floyd.
Yes, sir.
It's time to get over it. We had a 5 policemen in Montgomery, Alabama. They got killed by a black person. And you ain't heard it on WSFA or Channel 8 or nothing.
You talking about the roadside, the highway?
That was several years ago.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I remember.
And I'm just tired of it. Get over it.
Well, here's what I would suggest. If I might differ a little. I don't think you actually do, though. Is if you're angry about it, if you're remorseful and just feeling the pain of it, transform that energy, those emotions, into something positive that at least approaches understanding and approaches trying to find solutions to issues, and don't tear things down. That's what I always worry about. People just trying to destroy because they don't know what else to do. It's not the right way.
I'm really mad at these fake news, CNN, MSNBC, and whatever. They're trying to blame Trump for all this.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've been doing that since the beginning.
Yeah. And they're going to try to impeach him on anything they can do, and that's all these Democrats are going to do. So when I go to polls in November, I'm going to mark one square, and it's straight down Republican. And I'm tired of it. And I think President Trump will squash all this, and he's going to bring the economy back. And that's all I got to say.
Well, I appreciate your call, Ronnie.
Take care, Ronnie.
Y'all have a good day.
You too. 272-9228. I've never heard somebody do a commentary on how the Coke used to smell.
You know, I'm going to have to ask a few people about that and see if...
Yeah, I don't have enough experience, let's say.
Yeah, I don't either, but I know some people.
Yeah? You know a guy?
I know a guy.
You know a guy?
And a gal.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Like, they would certainly reminisce and tell me, oh, yeah, it's changed, or no, it hadn't changed at all.
Right. Yeah, it's just, I was thinking about this, him talking about praying in the midst of these tragedies, and I was, of all folks, I was listening to a guy named Tim Kennedy. I think you recognize him. He's been on a lot of TV shows, programs. I think he was an Army Ranger. Yeah.
Okay.
And he said most of his life, he was in his mid-30s, he would fully admit he has that he was a piece of crap. He had gotten several different women pregnant. I mean, he had all sorts of, I think, abuse issues in terms of substance abuse. I mean, just not living a life that was, maybe he wasn't the worst thing in the world, but he wasn't living a life that was fulfilling. And this gentleman, Tim Kennedy... Just a trained stone-cold killer, by the way. It's one of the things he's really good at. He said when he saw 9/11 happen, it was a wake-up call. Not necessarily in the sense of, oh, okay, we got to kill the people who did this. We have to wake up to terroristic threats and, you know, in particular, radical Islamic terrorism. But he said it was a wake-up call personally, that he had lived his life as a piece of crap, and that he needed purpose in his life. He needed to do something bigger than himself. He needed to do something that not only helped his fellow man, but helped himself, too, in the process. And I'm wondering, has anybody else had that moment here in the midst of not just what we've seen in the last few days or seen with the SpaceX launch or the violence in the streets or the video of George Floyd being killed? Have the last few months given you a wake-up call on a personal level? I mean, that's what's hit me the most out of all this. There are a lot of ways we have to solve our societal problems, our political problems, on any given issue. And really, the dirty little secret is a lot of the solutions, politically speaking, are pretty boring and not that sexy to talk about on radio airwaves or on cable news television programs. That's why you don't hear about these reasonable, practical solutions that often. But I've started to think about, hey, this is a wake-up call to get your own life together. Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
When the world is going to hell, what's the one thing you can control? For the most part, you. And if you've been living a life where you're a bit aimless, kind of floating free, don't know what you're doing, maybe sometimes you're sitting there binging a TV show on the couch or a Netflix show and there's something crawling in the back of your mind going, I'm bored, I'm wasting time, maybe you should listen to that. So 272-9228. 272-9228. More news and views when we come back right after this.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, Allie, what have you learned from these crazy times of sheltering at home and social distancing?
Well, Dad, among other things, I've learned how much I miss seeing my friends, worshiping in person, and of course, I'm reminded how wonderful it is to be in good health.
No kidding, Allie. And I think our family might have also discovered that there is no such thing as eating too many homemade tacos.
Come on, Dad. You know you have loved the extra family time.
We have all enjoyed the extra family time. And we can all agree that every day of good health is a day to rejoice in the Lord. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, along with my daughter, Allie. And we have been reflecting together on how we want to say no to normal moving forward. We remember the words of our brother Paul when he reminded us, don't copy the behavior of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. Wow. Don't we all want to be new? Say no to normal.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. Laser Copy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and right now you can order custom graduation and wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Check out Laser Copy's website at lasercopyinc.com and on Facebook. Laser Copy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. Laser Copy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, or call 358-3880.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. .  272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to the phones directly here and talk to Mark on line one. Hey, Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good, how you doing?
You know, kind of following along with the conversation a little bit. And one of the things I got to tell you about this whole deal with the riots and everything else that's going down for me, and I'm not a particularly sensitive guy as far as when it comes to other people's perceptions and things like that, but I've truly missed out on how this whole thing became a racial issue as far as that goes. I mean, when it all started off, if you wanted to talk about government overreach and oppression and abuse of power and things like that, you know, I'm down with that. I mean, you know, from this whole lockdown thing with the virus and the whole nine yards, I think that's been freaking pretty rampant as far as abuse of power all across the board. But as soon as they turned it into a racial thing, which I've yet to see proven that this was, you know, the cops that got this guy and he died in their custody somehow. We've yet to figure out exactly what happened there, but that this was some sort of overtly racial thing, I don't quite get that. I miss that part. You know, so I don't know. Going along with what you're talking about, you know, taking control of your own situation and personal responsibility and things like that, you know, I'm sure this guy wasn't just standing on the street corner minding his own business. Three cops or four cops ran up, rushed him, threw him to the ground, and freaking killed him. I mean, I don't think that's how that went down, just because he was black. You know, there's obviously more to it. So, you know, some of that, like I say, is if you wanted to talk about government abuse of power and things like that, I'm with you. But as soon as it, you know, we break out the Black Lives Matter and it's all white privilege and blah, 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 mm-hmm. You lost me. I'm done. I'm all done with the conversation. We can't discuss this anymore because, you know, you've turned it into something else for me.
And that's what's so frustrating to me, too, is that I think there are ways to talk about these things where people hear one another out, where you can come to a common understanding of, hey, this happens to anybody. It's wrong, and it's how people choose to display symbols. For instance, I mean, we've been talking about locally. There's Robert E. Lee High School. Mm-hmm. The statue of General Lee was taken down. There are folks that see that statue. Maybe they, you know, once went to school there, and they see it means a certain thing to them. Then there are, you know, say, young black kids that go to school there. They see that statue. Maybe it means nothing to them. Maybe it means something completely different mm-hmm. than the other person. When you see Colin Kaepernick kneeling, it means something to somebody and something else to somebody else.
Right.
And I get a little tired of us losing the conversation because we see things differently on a symbolic level, where let's just get down to it. And what I've learned, Mark, is if somebody, especially, I think it's a long-run narrative, not just by the media, but in the black community, of police abuse. And I'm more than happy to hear somebody say, you know, I think Leon called in yesterday talking about how he has this conversation with his sons that mm-hmm. his dad had with him about the police, the same fears and worries they have. I'm more than happy to hear that and then reach out and say, okay, how can we change it? I think the white privilege conversation often is done in a really bad way. I mean, it's become like a different way of saying, shut up, whitey.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate. There are other ways to talk about it. For instance, I'm a 31 going on 32-year-old straight white guy here in Montgomery, Alabama. I probably had a different life experience than, let's say, a 70-year-old black woman here in Montgomery.
Certainly.
And so if you want to talk about it that way, let's talk about it. But too often the political symbols we use are meant to divide us. That's the whole point, is we can't agree on things. We have to win votes. And you win votes by saying, I'm good, Or really you win votes by saying, yeah, I'm not that great, but that guy's more of a sinner. That's what I think we're seeing today. Like, I see Biden and Trump, practically speaking, they've said the same thing. Stop it with the violence, the rioting, the looting. And Biden today is saying, well, don't just hold up the Bible, Mr. President. Why don't you read it and learn that it calls for us to love one another? It's like, how can you take a message of love one another and turn it into a political snipe?
Yeah.
Really? This is what I'm talking about.
Right.
So it's frustrating. I hear you. It can be frustrating. And the race issue is always a minefield. And I've learned to just relax, be myself, hear people out, give my perspective. And I've learned on that issue and so many others, I keep saying this, stop trying to win conversations.
Mm-hmm.
I've did that more most of my life, trying to win everything. And occasionally there's a time when you got to win a conversation, sure, and stand up for yourself or whatever. But in my everyday life, do you hold a high position in government, Mark? Do you, Eddie?
No.
I don't either. So we're the folks who occasionally get a little bit of say with the vote, but largely, I've said this to my dad and grandfather as they argue, like, are either of you in power? Calm down.
Hey, I was once a crossing guard.
No, you know, and a lot of this, like I say, if you want to talk about that, I've experienced it firsthand. I mean, you know, I've had a warrant issued for my arrest, and I actually answered the letter in the mail, which I shouldn't have because my name was spelled wrong and this, that, and the other. But, you know, I get it. I mean, it was false. And at the end of the day, I had the means to go down to the jail, pay my $1,000 bail,
right?
You know, go back out, hire a lawyer, and even though I paid the lawyer to go to court, I still had to go personally three times, and the court system continued to push for me to plead guilty. Just plead guilty. It's just going to be a fine. Just plead guilty, because that's all they wanted, you know, and they wanted my money.
Yep.
And I said no. I told the lawyer no. We're going all the way to the end, jury trial, whatever it takes. I'm not pleading guilty to this, and it cost me more money and more time to see this out. And I can certainly see if you're black, white, blue, purple, somebody without any sort of means at all, you know, you're living paycheck to paycheck. There's no way you can afford the $1,000 for bail, let alone a couple grand for a lawyer.
Right.
Holy smokes. Now you got to sit in jail freaking till your trial date, which who knows when that's going to occur. And then you've got to freaking deal with, you know, all your court appearances and this, that, and the other. So you've lost your job. You know, God forbid they got you on a speeding ticket. They made you get out of your car, and now they towed your car. I mean, I can see how the whole system really oppresses people. I get that, but I see it oppressing people across the board. It's not a black thing. It's not a brown thing. It's freaking the system broken. I will give you that.
Right.
But it's not. I won't give it to you. You know. That it's just a one race sort of problem.
The identity politics stuff is I don't like playing that game. Individuals can have different experiences, certainly, like I mentioned earlier. But let's focus on how were you raised? What's your individual life been like? When you start getting into, you know, this group politics, whether it's over race or gender or identity in general, I tend to think it gets messy and a lot gets lost in the conversation. I appreciate the call, Mark.
Hey, take care, Mark.
All right, hey, thank you, guys. Take care.
You too. 272-9228. Got to hit another break here. 272-9228. You know, I always have it in the back of my head, Eddie, that peace, love, understanding, all that happy horse crap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It doesn't drive ratings.
No.
So let's just be divisive and mean and tear people apart.
Jerry Springer,
and people
baby.
Pay attention, you know.
Yeah.
Reminds me of old fire and brimstone preacher on Auburn University campus calling them, these dens of sin and you whores. He got a lot of attention
I
for
can
it.
Tell you get attention for that, don't you?
Yeah, but I don't think it's really all that true. Well, a few people.
Yeah, sure.
There are always a few whores. 272-9228. More news and views when we come back.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for another hot day today. A little bit more humidity. High temperature up around 90. A sun and cloud mix with some spotty, random, mostly isolated afternoon and evening showers and storms around. Tomorrow and Thursday, scattered afternoon storms for some lucky towns here and there. They'll fade out in the evening. Then the rain chances get a little bit better on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Storms and more in generous supply. High temperatures right around 90. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back.
Start spreading the news.
I'm playing a little blue eyes here because there's some news coming out of New York.
Oh, yeah?
I want to.
Before I get to it, though, Mayor Stephen Reed, he tweeted out 2 hours ago, "This pic shows one of the keys for de-escalating violence, no riot gear by our police officers, and no militaristic use of force towards peaceful protesters. Thanks, everyone." And that's fine, and actually, sure, that's what I took away. But I also would suggest, Mr. Mayor, I don't know how much you could do that in, say, a place like New York City. And really, I'm open to having my mind changed about that, because how do you distinguish between peaceful and non-peaceful in a massive gathering?
Oh,
I think,
no way.
You, for instance, you could have mostly peaceful, the majority being peaceful, sure. Then a few instigators, then you start seeing really big problems. And if you don't have the police there ready to go to handle that sort of thing, well, they're in trouble. They're in danger. So I thought what we did here in Montgomery, because it is Montgomery.
Worked out very well.
Worked very well.
Yeah.
But will it work for New York City? And now the news out of New York.
It's a whole different animal up there, though.
Well, Governor Cuomo.
Yeah.
Today, he criticized Mayor Bill de Blasio, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, groundhog killer.
Uh-huh.
And he criticized the NYPD over their response to the nightly riots that have sprung up in the city over the killings of George Floyd. But is it really about George Floyd?
Right.
Here's the quote from Andrew Cuomo. "The police in New York City were not effective at doing their job last night, period. They have to do a better job." Cuomo even suggested, quote unquote, there was that burp again.
Yeah, sir.
"Displacing the mayor."
What?
Although he immediately added that such a move would create a, quote, chaotic situation in the midst of an already chaotic situation, that doesn't make sense.
So
chaos is that, inside of chaos.
Is that something you can even do as a governor? You can displace a mayor? Or do you got connection and go?
I don't know about that.
Hey, you're going on a little vacation there, right, Mr. Mayor.
The governor told reporters that all upstate cities that saw demonstrations managed to contain them, while only New York City saw riots get out of hand. Again, I think that's from small town. I was in upstate New York, you know, last summer.
Did you meet a bunch of people you thought would be rioters up there at some point?
No, right. If anything, it's a bunch of rich yuppies. Like, you know, it's easier to handle a small town because people know each other.
Certainly.
I think that's the same truth about here in Montgomery. So New York City, here's what Cuomo went on to say. The curfews are designed to help the police. NYC had a curfew last night. Obviously, it wasn't enough to handle the looters. Cuomo added the city had refused reinforcements from the National Guard, quote, which would be a large-scale support network that we could bring to New York. Cuomo slammed de Blasio and NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea, saying, quote, the NYPD and the mayor did not do their job last night. I believe that. At a separate press conference, the mayor and commissioner asserted that the situation would be brought under control. If you choose to protest today, do it in the daytime hours, and then please go home because we have to work to do this evening to keep a peaceful city. What de Blasio said, announcing an 8 p.m. curfew every night until Sunday. So, I think we're seeing, a lot of people start reconsidering the whole idea of these major, yeah, metropolitan areas living in these big cities, especially as more folks are now going to be working from home. You know, there's a lot good about living in a big city. There's more energy. There are more people. Especially if you're in media like this job, you can swap ideas and get to know a lot of folks and stories on top of stories. There's a lot going on in a city, a lot of advantages, but there are a lot of disadvantages. Number one is that you lose your sense of your fellow man. There's something about when you're stacked in millions upon millions, and you see so many people that the individual faces get lost. And I'm sure New Yorkers are very proud of their city, and many of them are.
Sure.
But there's something about that mass of humanity all in one place. It makes it very difficult to manage. And I think we did a great job in Montgomery, but certain tactics, let's say, work in certain places.
Exactly.
We'll see what New York City does if Cuomo actually tries to displace de Blasio. He should have done that after he killed the groundhog.
Thank you.
But here, let's go to Robert. Hey, Robert, welcome to News and Views.
How y'all doing today?
Good. How you doing, Robert?
All right, guys. You know, one thing about y'all show, and I got to give to y'all show and Dan's show and the whole entire organization you guys have. You bring on truth. You listen to reasoning. You listen to both sides of the story. And then Dan is like this here, and you also, Joey, and then Ed. If a person bring you something that doesn't make sense, you tell them, where did you get this source from? And then you try to explain to them that, okay, just because it's on Facebook don't make it true. Just because you're saying it don't make it true. Give me facts. And I like it because y'all believe in giving out facts and y'all believe in receiving facts. To say that, to say this, when a person, if I call y'all show and I start advocating something that's dealing with violence or something stupid, and Dan would cut you off. I know he will. Yeah. He'll tell you, no, we don't advocate that here. And I'm just asking anybody else that got a talk show, black, white, whatever station, if you have a talk show host and there's some negativity coming along, like, get your gun, when they come to your neighborhood, be ready, just cut them off. Because we don't need that kind of stuff here in Montgomery. We don't need nobody to have it. Well, yeah, we have a Second Amendment right, but we don't need airways telling us if they come in your neighborhood, get your BRX or get your 9mm and be ready. No, Montgomery's going to show the world that we can protest and we can be peaceful and we can get things done because we are well-groomed people in the movement area. We've been through a movement. We know how to act. We're well-groomed. Civil obedience outbeat disobedience.
Well, and also, I don't feel like I need to tell anybody who would want to go get your gun. I think they're full-grown adults, and they can defend themselves if they need to. But, it's not something I got to bandy about here too much. Because honestly, I mean, the rumor mill was getting hot and heavy.
Yeah, it was.
Yesterday. And you know, we'll see. And people get worried, and rightfully so. I think you would agree, Robert. You see what's going on all over the country.
It takes calm a head to calm down a hot head.
Yeah, it does.
Well, and luckily, like I was just saying, Montgomery is not like New York City. We're not like Atlanta. We are more. We're still a capital city, but we're also smaller than the average bear in that regard.
We're much more laid back, too.
We got that southern hospitality.
Right.
We believe in do unto others as you do have them to do to you.
Exactly.
We believe in, you know, if you step on my foot now, I'm going to come and tell you, hey, you stepped on my foot. Let's talk this thing over. That's how the South is. The South will cover something instead of take it over. And the people got to understand, we are a different being. We come from a different background. But one thing we can do, we all can come together and come up with a solution.
Amen.
All right, guys.
Appreciate you, Robert.
Take care, Robert.
272-9228. Going to hit this last break of the program. Coming back to Soulja Boy, who I'm sure will be calm, cool, collected.
Always.
No, he's a tall man, tall drink of water.
Is that right?
Yeah. Be right back with this tall drink of water, Soulja Boy.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be part of it. New York, New York.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Peaches and Clean is here to take care of your floors and a whole lot more. Peaches and Clean knows it's been a spring different from any other, and you may have missed getting your carpets and floors clean. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe, and when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn, Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters. Hide the groceries, too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio 6 until 7 weekday evenings on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I made my evil elf joke there, Daddy. I did not share that on social media. I didn't want to.
Wow, that
I thought better of it. But
that would have gotten to folks triggered.
Mm-hmm.
But more people would have enjoyed it, I think.
Before we end the show here, let's get these calls in. Soldier Boy. Hey, Soldier Boy.
Up to it, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Let me ask you a question. You made a comment about Cuomo and de Blasio.
Yeah.
Those are two peas in a pod. Don't believe that.
No, I'm just reporting what Cuomo said today. He's trying to cast the blame.
You believe anything you read.
Oh, no, I'm just reporting it. And it's, to me, here's my big takeaway is Cuomo's rhetorically at least throwing de Blasio under the bus. Probably deserves to be thrown under the bus, but you're right. They're two peas in a pod.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can't change those stripes on those two boys. You know what amazes me? And let me ask and get your opinion. All this damage and everything that's going to be done to these major cities and everything, do they really think that the federal government is going to give them money to bail them out for their piss-poor decision-making.
That's what they're wanting.
Well, I ain't paying jack. Go bankrupt, boys.
Yeah, and Cuomo, it's anti-American that you would not do this.
It's like, well, you know what? You know, it's like a credit card, and you give it to a family member, and the next thing you know, spends it and expects me to pay for it. Really?
Right.
No. It's like telling your son, hey, take this credit card, go to college, and buy some meals and everything. And next thing you know, he's buying concert tickets to Jethro Tull or something, you know? On eBay.
Play the flute, man.
No. You know, I guess they just think we're going to pay for it all the time. We are just like the little breastfeeding mother just to supple on us until we're almost broke ourselves.
That's the problem. We got a government that's almost like a parent, but if it's the parent wanting to keep it in perpetual childhood, I mean, You shouldn't be breastfeeding when your kid is 20. That's just crazy.
Exactly.
That's all
bad enough it's bad enough he's living in your basement.
Yeah, I got to run. I appreciate you, man.
Take care, buddy. Thank you.
David, you'll be the last call today. How are you?
Hey, how you doing now?
Doing all right.
Yeah, my take is just a little different. A couple calls back about, you know, kind of turn the other cheek.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a 30-year businessman plus in Montgomery. I work two jobs every day. Everything that I got, I paid for it. I own it. If you come to my business with this nonsense as far as looting, destroying my property, you're going to have a problem.
Yes.
I keep probably about 4 weapons in my business, and nobody knows where they are but me. You come smash my windows, attempt to come in my business, and tear it up, destroy it, I'm going to shoot to kill.
Yep.
And I worry about it later as far as being tried or whatever. If you come in to do business, we can sit down and discuss it. I'm going to give you a good job at a fair price in a timely manner. I'm going to lock my business up. I'm going to go home and I'm going to sleep. I got a security system there. I will get out of my bed. I will come back to it. If somebody try to break in it, if I catch you coming in there, I'm going to shoot you.
And you have every right to do it, and yeah. I would defend your right to do it myself. And my only point is... You're a full-grown man. You're probably a more successful man than I, and you don't need little old Joey telling you that you got to do it. You know what you're doing.
I spent 27 years defending this country.
Thank you, sir.
I'm a 59-year-old black male. Get over it. I don't ask for any handouts. I do it on my own. I've seen it. I hear it every day. This here does not make any sense what's going on in our United States of America.
Yes,
and
sir.
You can dress it up.